Hey, what's up? This is Love from Amo Amo, and you are listening to Sound Session. All I want to be is closer to you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Sound Sessions here on WGN in Chicago. This is your host, Mike Heidemann, and I'm so ecstatic to be bringing on an amazing, amazing psych dream pop band, Amo Amo, the one and only lead singer, Love. Love, how's it going today?
It's going so great. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. How's the weather in LA right now?
Oh, we're actually in D.C. right now for a show at the 930 Club.
Oh, right on. That's a pretty famous venue, huh?
Yeah, we've been on tour all month. I know that they have cupcakes there, and even though I found the cupcakes, they said we had to wait to eat them. So the only setback of the day so far, but hopefully soon they will be mine.
Mm. What, do you have a favorite kind of cupcake?
Do I?
Yeah.
Usually free ones are great. Also vegan is cool, but I'll kind of take any cupcake that comes my way.
Okay, I love that. So we were talking a little bit before the cupcake talk came into play, because I also love cupcakes. I could be really for one right now. About a show that you just put on and the kind of your first experience with this new kind of playing. Could you tell us a little about what you just came from?
Oh, sure. It's called Voices of America.
It's very patriotic.
Goodness gracious. I know. It was actually called No Borders.
Oh,
so
cool.
They asked if I had one thing that I could implement in the world. And I was like, actually, No Borders would be the one thing I would implement today in the world if I could. It was in a government building. I had to go through lots of security and all that. It was different than any show I've done so far. Usually it's just like, show them your past, and it's pretty loose. But it's a show, the radio station, and also a TV show in like 70 countries or something like that.
Wow. So, well, way to go. So what's that journey like for you? Because you've been playing in Los Angeles for a little bit now, and now your band is really starting to get some steam. You're actually going to be joining Jim James from My Morning Jacket here in Chicago at the Riviera Theater on May 23rd, and that's just an explosion of fame. I mean, just getting to be from playing in local clubs in Los Angeles and now getting to go on a huge tour like this. How did you and the band come together? How'd you guys meet?
Well, thanks, first of all, for saying all that. It makes everything sound so cool.
Well, it is cool. It's damn cool.
I think of it as like, get on the bus, go to the hotel. We're leaving. What day is it? Where's the food? it's been really fun. The way that everybody met, I guess Justin and Shane, our bassist Shane and Justin's drums, they met when they were like 10 or 12. They were neighbors. So everybody kind of goes way back. Omar and Justin and Shane have known each other for over 15 years and played in bands together on and off since then. And then Alex Siegel is their key player, and he's just an all-around, like, brilliant person. All the guys are really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. They just told us with this thing we did today. I couldn't say things like that. But Alex is just like this incredible key player, and they all had a band called the Mother Tongues, and I just loved their band so much. I would come to all of their shows, and I would just dance, and I'm a session musician, and they had invited me to sing a song with them on stage, and the timing never really worked out until the first day I ever got to come and really sing with them just coincidentally happened to be the same day that Jim was in the studio starting to record the album with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we all kind of came together. And it's been a really amazing experience just getting to know everybody. His brotherhood is very strong now. We all are good friends.
I love it. You got to build that family to create like a really solid band, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Our music just comes from such a place of love and friendship and constantly evolving and working through things. And we're really, like, peaceful with one another. We really care about each other, first and foremost. And Jim has just been so incredible, too, and so supportive. He's such a great person. And it's been really wonderful to have his love, for sure.
So what kind of, you're talking about, again, Jim James, who produced your album, what kind of insight did you receive from somebody who's been around the music industry for so long and is so well known? What kind of advice did he give you that you really grabbed onto? Any solid gems or anything like that?
A gem for sure is something we call savings, because Amo, we really like to just kind of channel songs from this seemingly infinite source of creative jam-age. So we could turn like a 3-minute song into like a 20-minute DNA exploration of like reality. So Jim was really, when we presented all the songs that we thought could be recorded, we had like 80 minutes worth of music and we needed to make like a 40-minute LP. Mm. So Jim was really essential to kind of carving out the identity of this particular album and finding all of the songs that we had and putting them together and helping us know when they start, when they stop, and things like that. And just, you know, throwing his own flair in there, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just really being able to not control it, but liberate our minds enough and take care of the producer stuff so we could just make the music.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. You know, when I'm watching your videos, you have a very ethereal, illustrative kind of way about your band. So somebody from Chicago or somebody who hasn't seen you yet, what kind of things can they expect from your live show? Because I heard it's just insane. I heard it's just awesome.
Thank you so much. Our live shows, it's just a lot of dancing. I love to dance so much. And the guys, we all know the music so well that there's room for some exploration and for really just come to move. Just know if you come to our shows, you're going to be in a safe space, accepting space. And we want you to let loose, kind of mm-hmm. just turn your body on and turn your mind off for a bit, kind of activate your heart center and just go with it.
Body on, mind off. I can definitely get behind that.
Yeah.
So do you have a dance background or anything?
I do. Yeah. I've always been really into dancing. Since I was young, I studied like Lindy, like West Coast swing and stuff like that, and blues dancing and, yeah, I love being in my body. I love moving. I love swimming in the ocean and mm-hmm. hiking. We're all really active people, mm-hmm. physically active people. Like the boys like to play basketball and go on runs, and we like to go on hikes and stuff. So it just kind of lends itself to it. Just adds a little bit to the magic, but it just helps me stay focused. Really.
Yeah. Did you grow up in Los Angeles, or where are you from?
No, I was born in Mexico, and then I grew up kind of all over the states. Like I lived in Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, New York City. I've lived in Acapulco and in Ixtapa and in Mexico. I've always been in a plane or in a car traveling around. So the tour lifestyle is really where I feel most comfortable.
Wow, it's a very worldly sound that I got from your music too, and now it's coming together and making sense. Do you feel like the travel that you've had and that life experience, how does that lend itself to your music and your writing?
Absolutely, it really does, because I love connecting with people and with nature. I've found having to sit at that border, like between Mexico and the States, for years, and having family in Mexico as well as in the States, really, I just kind of drove like a wedge through my brain and my mm-hmm. heart that I just felt was like so unnecessary and so kind of cruel in a way. So I've always been very, very, very conscious of just wanting to explore, like just kind of decolonize my mind and demilitarize my mind and really explore unity and truth. And music is just sort of this universal thing that's been a constant in my life and that has helped me find my family here. Mm-hmm. It helped me feel out of place in myself where I feel like I belong.
Yeah. Music is, I totally agree with you. It's the one true, true way, no matter what language you speak, no matter who you are or what your beliefs are, that everyone can come together and kind of just be on the same page finally. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Whale sing. It's like most sentient beings emit some sort of frequency or signal or tone that we communicate with one another. So it's a very organic process. I feel really, really blessed to have been encouraged to create.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad that you are doing that. We talked a little bit about this before we had spoke on the phone, about your, I guess, passion behind no borders. This is a big issue that's going on right now in the United States. And you have the power to bring positivity through your music to this topic that, you know, is kind of divisive for some people. Can you speak on that a little bit?
I think that people sometimes are afraid of mystery and of the unknown. I just know that guns really scare me.
Yeah.
And racism really scares me. And I'm not into nationalism personally. I just grew up, I didn't even say the Pledge of Allegiance growing up. I was just raised in this way that my grandparents were part of the Chicano movement in the 60s, in the civil rights movement, and it's just like there's really the only thing to fear is truly, it's just mystery. That's all it is. It's like there's so many different ways of doing things, and I think being born into kind of a war culture, into a society that like really amplifies and upholds war and this idea of like certain people are better than other people, and we express our dominance by taking away certain people's rights and dehumanizing, devaluing certain people and other species. It's just, it hurts so much. It's like, why don't we just try something new for once?
Yeah.
Instead of going back to these same patterns of like destruction. And I talk, you know, Jim is really into this. Jim James, we talk about this a lot. I think our souls really connect on this level. We're just like, there's so much we can do. Like, now that we're seeing these clean energy technologies, like, why don't we just do that? When we see, like, the joy that families who've been separated at the border or in the prison complex, like, when we see those videos of those people coming together and crying with, like, joy and relief and love for one another, like, how are we not able to just decide that that's the right thing to do and just start doing that is all. It seems so simple. Like, it's almost too simple to just let people be free. Just let them be free.
Yeah. It's right in front of our eyes sometimes, and you're just like, why am I seeing it and you're not seeing it at some point? And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a really brilliant time to be alive right now and to be able to have this message, you know, from my heart that I don't want it to be preachy, but this is just how I really feel. And it can be so emotional talking about it or living through it or seeing it, but this music just provides this perfect container, like this really beautiful realm of me being able to express like what, you know, what my soul feels like. And I hope as things get better, it's just going to get happier, you know, happier music and dancier music, more loving music. But yeah, we really, really care about this stuff for sure.
And you should, and you should. I mean, the music sounds great. So is the album called Anecdote?
No, the album is self-titled Amo Amo, which means love. I love in Spanish.
Oh. See, that's what everyone needs to do. Get off your butt, stop bringing down everybody, you know, and stay positive and just spread the love. Spread the Amo Amo.
This is like tolerance, man. Like, as long as it's not hurting you, like, just give it a rest, you know? go hang out some flowers or something. Like, jeez. Go sit in the sunshine, man. Like, chill out.
I love it, and I love you. You're coming to Chicago, playing the Riviera Theater again on May 23rd. Now, have you ever been to Chicago? Do you have any memories here?
I've been to Chicago once. I stopped there once to visit some friends like the family members of a friend.
Okay.
And I went to Deer Park.
Yeah, Deer Park.
Deer Park. Yeah. I was around there, mm-hmm. and then there was, it was cool. It was interesting. I went downtown for a minute, went and had some food, but I haven't explored Chicago too much.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah, it's, you know, I heard that it's a really great city.
Yeah.
I heard there's a lot of stuff to do.
People I know from Chicago love Chicago.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We tend to do that. Right now, you know, I wish I was in Los Angeles right now and getting to hang out, or even in Washington, D.C. I'm sure the weather is a little bit better. It's kind of muggy down here in the city. But hopefully when you come on the 23rd, the sunshine will be just blazing.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. You know, sunshine, rain, as long as the planet's still here, like, I'm thrilled.
Okay. That's a good point. So, last question again. Thank you for your time today. We love talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. There's a lot of people out there, and young people especially, who are sitting in their mom or dad's basement. They're sitting in their rooms, and they're thinking, I'd love to do what love is doing. And that's a lot of love right there that I just said. But I'd love to do what love is doing. What advice can you give these young people who are musicians who are trying to get up and you know, get on in your same path?
If it's something that comes to you naturally, and if it's an organic thing, if it is strictly because it makes you feel good, and it isn't about anything self, you know, seeking approval of other people. It's like Yoko Ono said, if someone doesn't leave during your show, you're not doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to try harder. So it's just, if you want to make music and if you want to pursue art, you're just going to do it. You will be unable to not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people who just come home and play their ukulele or play their piano or make their beats on GarageBand. Like, and also be nice and be kind and have good boundaries. Like, don't do drugs and then try and get famous. Like, you know, it's like, focus on your music, have integrity, treat people well, and have respect and be thankful, and just stick with the music. Just do it because you love it, because you love it more than anything in the world, and you're going to make it. Like, no one can take it away from you. If you love it, if it's part of who you are, like, that's all that you need, really. And take singing lessons, take guitar lessons, take lessons. Like, invest in yourself musically, for sure. Get training.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with it.
That is Love from the band Amo Amo, coming to Chicago at the Riviera Theater on May 23rd, playing with Jim James. Love, thank you so much for joining us here today on Sound Sessions.
Thank you so much. It was really, really nice to talk to you. I hope to see you in Chicago.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.